as I said, we've got four themes this morning, and our first theme is that of joy. And I wonder if you do a bit of quick word association in your mind. What comes into your mind when you think of joy? Maybe you just think of brightness and happiness and laughter and yellow. I think of yellow. So we're thinking about joy this morning, and that video was a fantastic illustration of joy. When Peter heard that Jesus was on the beach, the way he just jumped into the water and swam in his rush to get to Jesus. Just imagine Peter standing there thinking, it's Jesus, what shall I do? I'll put on my coat and jump in the water and swim back to shore. It's just like he was so joyful, he didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do with that joy he had within him. And I wonder what makes you joyful. It's not a rhetorical question. I want to hear what makes you joyful. What fills you with joy?
Sunshine.
Sunshine, indeed. And we need more of it. We need more sunshine, more joy.
Singing.
And your singing fills us with joy. Anything else? Also, we can see you today, so you can join in.
Horse riding.
Yeah, I've heard exercise can fill you with joy. I'm a bit unsure on that, but I've heard, it's a rumour I've heard. Anything else make people joyful?
Time with my grandchildren.
Time with your grandchildren. That's lovely. And it can be playing with our friends, playing games, laughing, watching a funny film. Spending time with those people who make us smile, or sharing with people, being generous and helping someone out. As a family, we've had people be very generous to us, and it gives us joy, and I hope it gives them joy as well, because when you share and you're generous, it can give you joy. And also, joy is one of those things that marks us out as Christians. And it's not about plastering on a fake smile and everything's fine, I'm okay. But just having that joy that we get from Christ, despite the circumstances we find ourselves in. We might not feel happy, but we can know joy, the joy of salvation, the joy of knowing we're precious to God, that he loves us. So despite everything else, we can know joy. Now, you might have noticed around there are a few coloured tubs with some bits in. And in a moment, we are going to have an opportunity to express our joy. Because a great way as Christians we can express joy is through our praise and our worship. And one of the things in your tubs are some ribbons. And we would love, as we sing joyfully, for you to grab a ribbon and just have a little jig, have a little wave, have a little dance, have a little march around the church if you want to. But it's a way we can show the joy that we have from the Lord is just by our singing and an expression of that in our praise and our worship. So in a moment, grab a ribbon. Please do. But before we do that, I'm just going to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for joy. Thank you for happiness. Thank you for bringing us here this morning. And I just pray, Lord, as we meet together and as we praise and worship you, that we would know your joy in our hearts, that we would enjoy this time together, and that we would encounter you. In Jesus' name, amen. So please grab a ribbon and be upstanding. Oh, please be seated. So our second theme that we're going to think about today is love. And the colour we've linked to love is obviously red. And I just wonder, where did you spot evidence of love in that video that we just watched, that story? Where was love expressed? I'm going to keep walking around until someone answers me. I will. I'll keep going. Jesus. Thank you very much. Jesus obviously loves us. And who was the other character that expressed love in this story?
Peter.
Thank you very much, Kieran. I will stop walking for a second. Peter expressed love. He didn't just express love once. He had to say, I love you, 3 times. And it just makes me wonder, how often do we tell those people that we love that we love them? Love is the foundation of our lives, and we know as Christians that God loves us even before we were formed. And then when we've walked to life, God still loves us and we are loved by others. And godparents are one of those people, hopefully, who will show us love through our lives. Hands up if you are a godparent to one or more. Many of us, and hopefully lots of your godchildren's names are on that roll of paper. And we are people in their lives that should be showing them love. And we're going to think a little bit more about that now. So prayer is one way that we can show people that we love them. And in your boxes are some red ribbons. And what we'd like you to do now is just take a minute or a couple of minutes to write names of people you love, or just their initials, or a little drawing of someone you love, on these, and just hold them in your thoughts. And then we'll have a pray together. And then during our next song, there'll be a chance for you to come up and tie your loved one's names to our prayer tree. So there's lots of boxes, there's lots of pens, there's lots of ribbon. Those that you love. So those names that you're writing might be people who are sat right next to you today, or they might be someone who's no longer with us, or they might be someone that's far away from you. But we're just going to have a pray for them all together now. And then, as I said, we'll stand to sing, and you can come and place your ribbons on our tree during that song. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are loved by you before we are even formed. Thank you for all those people whom we love and who love us. And we especially raise to you those we have written and thought about this morning. Amen. So if you please stand, forgive me, joy in my heart, and please come and place your ribbons on the tree. Okay, while the last few people are putting their ribbons on, we're going to have a quick game. So I'd like volunteers who are willing or unwilling, and we just need one team over here along that wall and one team over there, and all you have to do is be able to stand in a position. You won't get messy, it's not embarrassing, you don't need to say anything. Ooh. That's part of it. So a lovely team of about 10 people over here, look at you all swarming up, and a lovely team of about 10 of you, thank you Jonathan and Vicky and Mike, over here. Well done. Go on. You, it's not embarrassing. Go, go. Okay, and our countdown clock was a clue, because I would like, always going to be challenging on that side, I would like you please to get into height order. So shortest can be at this end, and tallest that end. Can we go on our countdown clock? Go. Oh, it's a bit of confusion. Jane's getting them in order. Very organised. All bit of confusion at the end. 6 seconds. Oh, I think we might have it. Well done. Round of applause. I think you're right. This team was first. Very well organised by Jane, I have to say. Little confusion at the end of that one. I liked it. A bit of posturing there. Very nice. Thank you very much. You can have your seats back. Or you can stay. So, our next theme, which is the colour green, is growth. And we've just looked from the smallest, who I think was Ezra down there, right through to the tallest. I'm not sure if it was decided between Peter and Andy. So we're thinking about growth, and we saw images of growth in that video. But let's just think, first of all, about our growth sort of physically. What do we need to grow physically? Oh, I'm holding a prop as well. I forgot that. I should mention these after you've dug your garden up. So you've probably noticed our massive bamboos. I say ours, they're Jonathan's from his garden. So we grow from a tiny little baby up to a taller or not person, as do plants. We've got short plant here, all the way up to these enormous bamboos that look amazing. What do we and plants need to grow? Toby, food, brilliant. What else do we need to grow? Caught your eye. Water, perfect, well done. Time, someone said, very good one. Kieran?
Water.
Water, yep, water, food. Plants need sunlight, we definitely need sunlight to flourish, yes. Space, time, space, food. Kieran? We do definitely need sleep. That's really good. Sleep is really good for growth. And we saw in that video that Jesus provided food. We've said we need food for growth. What did Jesus provide in that video? What food did he provide? Toby? Fish. Fish and bread. He gave them fish and bread for breakfast. And we pray that in the Lord's Prayer, which we're going to pray in a second. Give us this day our daily bread. We need that food for our nourishment. But we know we can grow in other ways, not just physically. We can grow in our learning. We can grow by practicing a skill. We can grow in our relationships with each other by spending time and asking questions and being with each other. And of course, we can grow in our faith. It takes time. It is a journey. It's a bit of a cliche, but it takes time to grow in our faith. And we can do that in different ways. We can come to church. We can be with fellow Christians. We can go on an Alpha course. We could join a home group. And of course, we can read the Bible. And all those are ways that we can grow in our faith. And also, very fitting for our service today about baptism, we promised, as godparents, to help our godchildren grow in their faith. And I just wonder if you reflect on your godchildren, if you've got them, when was the last time you prayed for them, or sent them an encouragement, or spent time with them in faith? Just something to reflect on. We are going to pray together now, the Lord's Prayer, to ask for that daily bread. So if we just bow our heads, please, and we'll say that together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And I've just realised, I've totally forgotten to talk about Peter from that. So I'll just give you a quick recap on that as well. So Peter, we saw Peter grow. We saw Peter at the beginning denying Jesus three times to saying that he loves him three times. We can see that development of faith. And we can also see Jesus giving that huge, huge responsibility onto Peter to build his church on him. He said to him, look after our sheep, look after the sheep. Feed my sheep. That's us. And if Peter hadn't been ready in his faith or wasn't growing his faith, there's no way he'd have been able to do that. But with Jesus alongside him, that was his commitment. And we can see from denial right through to laying his church on Peter. So sorry about that. But we're going to raise stand now for Only by Grace Can We Enter.
Do you have a seat? We come now to our last section and our last colour. Anyone guess what that colour is going to be? A bit controversial as to whether you could call it a colour. That was a clue. Anyone? Yes, we've had a suggestion that it's white. And it is white, which I reckon is the best of all because it's all the colours mixed together, isn't it? We all know that. and it's to symbolise a new beginning. When people are christened or baptised even, they often wear white, so a christening gown can be a white gown. Does anyone have a christening gown that they still have, either that was theirs or for one of their children? Yeah, Joyce, yeah, you got, Jenny, you've got a christening gown. Yeah, Sheila, yeah. Yep. Yeah, Hazel, lots of white christening gowns, and often the even adult candidates often wear white for a baptism, and it symbolises being washed clean, a new start. We have this white candle here. It also represents purity, doesn't it? But it also contains all those other colours, the things we've been thinking about. We've been thinking about the yellow of joy, we've been thinking about the red of love, and the green of growth. Lots of other things, other aspects to do with that new start that we get that is symbolised by baptism. We saw in our story a new start, didn't we? Well, we saw Jesus himself with a new resurrection life. Jesus was appearing to his disciples having been crucified, but then he's alive again and he's showing himself. But he also gives a new life, a new start to Peter. Peter has denied him. He said, "I'm not Jesus' friend." But then he says that three times, and then he has three chances to say, "Actually, I do love you. I am your friend. I want to be your follower." And he's given a brand new start. And God does amazing things through Peter because of that new start that he gives him. Part of the new start is giving us a new spirit, the Spirit of God. And the flame there on the candle represents God's Holy Spirit. Often in the Bible, a flame represents, or fire represents God's presence. And God's Holy Spirit is God's presence with us and inside us. So this candle represents Jesus, the white candle, and the flame is his presence. But that flame, that spirit can be given to all of God's followers, all of those who have that new life, the new beginning. And we're going to be sharing that flame around in just a few minutes as we come to this final part of our service. So we have an opportunity to look back to our own christenings, our own baptisms, but also to make them our own. It might be that someone else said those words on our behalf. It may be we made those promises some time ago, and we need to come back to them. We often drift away from God. We maybe want to have a new start, and God always wants to give us a new start, a new beginning. And that's what baptism is all about. So when you were baptized, if you've been baptized, it involved water. Water gives life. Water is essential for us, and it also represents spiritual life. And so I've put some water in here. When we come to it, we're going to have an opportunity to reaffirm our renew our baptismal vows, and we're going to light candles for that. But it might be that during the song that we're going to sing after that, you might want to come to this water and maybe just sign yourself with the cross, with the water. Don't feel you need to do that if you don't want to do that. If that's not helpful for you, there's no pressure at all. But if you want to take some water and sign yourself with the cross, just to make that link back to your baptism, then please feel free to do that. The water is there for you. So we're going to come now to this renewal of baptismal vows. If you would like to join in with that, please do. But I'm first of all going to distribute some candles. We have these big candles for primary age children who've been baptised as a particular focus for today. So if you would like one of these, and they've got these rather beautiful multicoloured ties around them, and that sort of represents all the different aspects, the things we've been talking about and other things besides. So you'd like one of those. And there are plenty of other candles as well for anyone else who'd like to have a candle for this point. The candle represents the new start and the spirit of Jesus that each Christian is given. So if you'd like to take one of those, please do. So do come forward if you are primary aged or below and you've been baptised, christened. If you'd like one of those. Thomas, would you like one? Yeah, come on then, you come. Would you like one as well? Yeah, I'll give you that one. There you go. Thomas, do you want to light it here before you go? Oh, I'm sorry. Poke your eye out. There you go. Feel free. Do you want to light your candle before you go? There you are. There you go. You want one, Ezra? Is someone supervising Ezra, or do we just go for it? Anyone else who's in that category? I mean, it doesn't have to be strictly primary age, any children really, if they would like it. Yeah? Okay. And plenty of other candles around in those trays beside if you'd like. And we've got spares of these as well, if you'd like to help yourself to one of those. So if you'd like to join in with these vows, do feel these promises, do light your candles. Yes, Sarah will go around and help with lighting some, and Melanie as well. Do please. Lots of candles in the trays, if you would like to help yourself to one. And you can take it home with you as well. So these important symbols of new life and our baptism, which represents that new life. So we have the flame, we have the water, we have the colour white, which is the purity which we have not because of anything that we are or have done, but because of the purity of Christ that he gives to each one of us if we put our faith and trust in him. And there's also this picture of just passing along the flame. I think it's such an important image. Of course, the flame is from Christ. The Spirit of God obviously comes from God only, but we are involved in passing on the faith, the Christian faith. People have taught us about Jesus. People have shown us God's love. And in that way, we pass on to one another the flame of God's love.